Dear listeners, I am Achyu Shekhar from ICLEI South Asia, welcoming all of you to the session of podcast. Today, we have with us Mr. Shibu K. Nair, Technical Advisory Member of Health, Sanitation and Waste Management for Trivandrum Municipal Corporation. Mr. Shibu K. Nair is an environmentalist with over 30 years of experience. He is well known for his work on development of zero waste systems in Kerala. He has also played an important role in developing the Green Protocol for the state government of Kerala. Today, he is here with us as a representative of Trivandrum Municipal Corporation to share his experience on how the small state of Kerala, especially the capital city Trivandrum, is positively dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic situation, setting an example across the country. So welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Achyu Shekhar, and thank you for inviting me to this podcast, especially during this lockdown period. And it is very essential to communicate to public, and we all need to work together to face this pandemic situation.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much. So Kerala is a state where COVID-19 was first reported in this country. But now, Kerala has become a very good example for other states on how to fight the pandemic. How do you think this was possible?
Kerala have a long history of people's planning. So it is not just a year's process, or it's just not a case of managing COVID alone. Because Kerala actually started developing its own infrastructure and institutional mechanisms with a focus on social welfare. And they were actually the, whether it is LDF or UDF, the governments with in like we used to get the governments once in 5 years getting changed. But the continuity on investment on the health sector, education sector, where like it was a kind of a persistent process. So all these people actually focused on developing infrastructure strengthened by institutional mechanisms at grassroots level. So that actually helped Kerala in managing COVID. But we started facing this issue from way back when we had the issue of chikungunya. That was a kind of a disease which was spread across the state, and we were a bit panic about that. But the health sector, the hospitals, starting from public health center, from the grassroots level up to the medical colleges in the state, came together and managed the disease. And the community medicine wing of government of Kerala, like community medicine departments in different medical colleges, they came together and they have come up with a plan to control such epidemics like chikungunya or dengue. So for the past 10 years, Kerala is actually managing all these kind of potential or vulnerable diseases. And 2 years back, we had the Nipah viral attack. So Nipah viral attack was, it was not like chikungunya, but it was a bit deadly in terms of death rate. And that time, the Department of Health came up with a kind of an action plan to contain people, like the contain the disease by tracking the persons, and they're establishing the route map and then managing. So there it actually started with a kind of a procedure or SOP, standard operating procedures for managing deadly epidemics. And it was actually improved every year, or there were like we started learning from our fault, or learned from our failures. And in that way, it was refined. And now we have a robust system which incorporates all existing institutional mechanism, not just health care systems, but at the grassroots level, it is even women self-help groups are connected to this. So in Kerala, the advantage was that in Kerala, we have systems at the grassroots level, like women self-help groups with 10 women as a group. And that is called, they are federated to a mission called Kudumbashri Mission. So we call it as Kudumbashri Unit. So we have women groups at the grassroots level. We have ASHA workers, the public health work support, like the supporting staff, and we have public health, like the JPHN, that is a public health nurse. And in the municipalities, we have health inspectors. It's like the sanitary inspectors in the other side of India. And we have different kind of federations, like there are voluntary organizations, trade unions. So in such a kind of like if a pandemic, the government could bring everything together, like the beauty is that they coordinated every formal and informal institutional mechanisms. And that actually helped Kerala to contain this disease in the first phase. We cannot, like, we are not in a situation to claim that we are a successful state because we don't know what is happening next because it is a pandemic. But so far, so good, like, where every person was trying, like, for example, if you look at every person who came from outside India, was tracked, like, his route map was prepared, and that was published in his locality to identify each and every person who had contact. And these people were put in quarantine at household level, and then people were tested. So everything worked together, where we had like the one advantage Kerala had was that the investment in public health centers, it is more than the public health centers, like the facilities were almost like a hospital or a clinic. Secondly, we have that Anganwadis, it is for actually for the kids, but Anganwadi also have a kind of a labor force across the state, a kind of a network. And all these, these PHCs are connected to the CHCs, community health centers, and community health centers are connected to the Taluk hospitals, and Taluk hospitals are connected to the medical colleges at the state level. So in that way, there was a kind of a larger public infrastructure at the grassroots level, which was focusing on public health. Though we are not that very good in specialized treatment like in US or in Europe, but in general, we have systems to manage our day-to-day affairs at the grassroots level, and all these facilities are free. And the other thing which actually made difference is that, for example, in US or in Europe, when you have a fever, you cannot just go directly to a doctor. You have to call and get an appointment, and maybe it may happen after 2 days. And by that time, you may be contacting other persons, and it may be spread, like it may get spread. But in Kerala, the health sector, if you look at the health sector, we have private sector as well as the government sector. So whenever there is a need for a person to go and meet, like there are options. They are free to choose their doctor. They're free to choose their whether they can they can opt for a private sector or for a public sector. So that actually helped. And plus the government sector made all the COVID tests free, or the support mechanisms are completely free. So that made people to approach government, because in many countries we are hearing the news that COVID test is not free. So people are a bit reluctant to get tested when they are in suspicion. But here everything is free and the government takes care of everything. So that actually made a difference for Kerala to fight this pandemic in a successful way.
Okay. So it's mostly like a joint effort by all the stakeholders that has resulted in flattening the curve successfully till now. So what about Trivandrum Corporation? That has, we know that we have developed an action plan to tackle the COVID-19 pandemic. What are the striking initiatives that have been initiated specifically with health, sanitation, and waste management?
Trivandrum Municipal Corporation is one of the largest. It is the largest municipal corporation in Kerala. It is a capital city with a population of 1 million. And the city is divided into 100 wards. A ward comprises of around, the total number of households in the city comes around 25 lakhs. Yeah, 25 lakhs. And so it comes around 2,500 to 3,000 households per ward. So that is the kind of a minor divisions within the city. And as per the state government's the state plan, Trivandrum city responded to the scenario of COVID in a faster way. The first thing they did was that they just created committees at the ward level, led by the elected representative from that ward, plus a health worker and health inspector and a couple of other people from the ward. So every ward there is a certain institutional mechanism. Their role is to activate all other institutional mechanisms in the ward, like the Anganwadis, the PHC in the ward, or the trade unions, or the volunteers. So they mobilized people in the ward. The first target was to establish hand wash units. So we found that Break the Chain was the state level campaign. Break the Chain, like Break the Chain in the sense, breaking the chain of COVID spread. So the idea was that get the idea of people getting like get the people wash their hands with soap at every point. So in the first phase, all the 100 wards established minimum 3 hand wash units in major places like market areas or the junctions. So that was the first intervention. And second intervention that like listed, they listed out people above 80 years old and children below 10 years old. So they just listed all these people in that at the ward level and asked them to stay inside the home. They were not allowed to get outside the home. And they also listed out families or people who have other diseases or the people who need some support in the like when the lockdown happens. So all these preparations happened in advance in Trivandrum city. So that was one of the major intervention. At the same time, there were a lot of cleanups happened, like the city machinery used to do cleanups and disinfection or disinfection of the buses, the police vehicles, ambulances, the major streets, government offices, and major streets or the places where people live very thickly, like the coastal area. So there were a disinfection process, cleanups, as well as this kind of listing and identifying people who need support, medical support, as well as other support like social support or even financial support or even food delivery system support. So all these things were created. And then the city established community kitchens across the city. So community kitchens managed by city officials and led by the mayor of the city. So all these community kitchens were created and a mobile app was developed where people can actually sign up. Like people who require the service of getting food at their doorstep for free, because this is for people who cannot afford to, like there are no shops and people do not have money with them, or people do not have access to the shops, they can avail food from the community kitchen. So this is primarily it is for people under quarantine, but the service was expanded and extended to the poor people, because during lockdown, the daily wage workers, they don't have revenue and they cannot afford to buy food. So this served more than, I think, 20,000 people per day. 3 times a day, this system fed them. Like the food was delivered at the doorstep. For this purpose, the city mobilized youth within the city limits in a huge number. And all these people volunteered for like from procuring materials, preparing food, packing it, and getting things to like getting the package to the disabled person. At the same time, the city operated a health it's a kind of a helpline. That helpline managed all the calls from different parts of the city, like the calls from different organizations, individuals seeking support in terms of cleanups or in terms of disinfection or in terms of additional support for community kitchens, things like that. And at the same time, the mayor of the city did an appeal to the public to support the process of community kitchens, so that people started donating materials for like provision material or rice or grains to the community kitchen. And being a busy city, we also had the problems with people on the street. So like there were migrant community as well as there were destitutes. So the city picked every single person on the street and put them on a temporary in rehabilitation centers, like it was established in schools, and provided them healthcare support, that medical support, dress, their food, and for their entertainment, their TV was set up. And the result was that the destitutes who were picked from the street and was transferred to the school as a precautionary level, they were in the school, and for the first 3 days, they were actually hesitated to stay back. They wanted to go out. But after 3 days, they found that, okay, they are safe and they are taken care of. And in return, they worked very well with the city, and they created a kitchen garden for the school. They created some sculptures in the school. So that was the kind of a spirit that created the city's intervention at the level. And the migrant workers were identified and their provision materials were supplied. So the city ensured every single person who needed a support, and they were reached out at the nearest call. Like whenever there is a call, the city ensured that that person is reached out to somebody from the office, get in touch with that person within 24 hours. So that was the idea. And in that way, the city managed helping the people in the city during the lockdown period. And more than this, there were continuous announcements, awareness campaigns, and coordinated work with the Merchants Association, other stakeholders in the city, and even the political parties came together. So the city as a that is another advantage for Kerala, because in Kerala, the local self-governments are strengthened, where the panchayat president or even municipal mayor or municipal chairman holds the power. Like it is unlike other states in India. And that actually enabled them to facilitate between departments, like whether it is a water authority or it is electricity department or it is education department or health department. At the grassroots level, the local self-governments like Trivandrum City could facilitate things to ensure that people are not in trouble or people are not denied of any kind of these services during the lockdown period. And including the additional care the state government has taken is appreciated, like that need to be appreciated, where the government predicted that during the lockdown period, the use of internet is going to be higher. And that is going to create the problem in the internet traffic. So the government asked all the service providers to increase their bandwidth to face this issue. So in that way, the government, the state government, the plan was almost comprehensive, touching every single issue related to lockdown and related to identifying persons or tracking down people or quarantine. And for example, we don't have, like any other country, we don't have that kind of an infrastructure to face this pandemic in terms of healthcare centers. So what the government did was that we suddenly, like even within Trivandrum City, they coordinated with the hotels, hostels, government colleges, government schools, and all these public infrastructure were converted into isolation wards or quarantine points. So this happened across the state. So though we don't have enough hospitals or enough hospital beds, but in within a month's period across the state, we could create something around 2 lakhs of beds for managing COVID patients. So that also happened in Trivandrum city, and Trivandrum, like even outside, like people from outside Trivandrum were taken to Trivandrum city. People who were suspected to have COVID, and they were sent for isolation in a campus, in a college campus, where they were provided with food, medical support, and everything. So that way, the Trivandrum city had a kind of a comprehensive plan under the state plan, and they coordinated it very well with a kind of a, like, just because of the lockdown, they were working with less manpower, but they could mobilize maximum volunteers from the city as part of the Green Army, that is the forum for environment related campaigns for Trivandrum city corporation.
Wow, that's an excellent proactive approach that serves as an example to other governments to follow. So waste management is a challenge even on a normal day. What was the additional challenge the sanitation department faced for waste management during this time of COVID, and how was it overcome?
We were actually fortunate because Trivandrum used to have a centralized waste management system till 2012. And in 2012, there were a lot of issues and it got closed, like the entire plant was shut down. And then Trivandrum city opted for decentralized waste management. Now, Trivandrum city is one of the major cities in India which follows a zero waste system with decentralized resource recovery, though there were a lot of hesitation and pressure from the lobbies for centralized waste management. But Trivandrum dared to do this. And actually that helped Trivandrum city during this pandemic period. Because you just imagine if the city had a centralized waste management system where every single person is sending their waste and it has to be collected at doorstep and it has to be transported some 12 to 15 kilometers away in a place. And during this pandemic period, it is impossible, and that would have created another pandemic in the state. Fortunately, the city, the Trivandrum is the city which actually started first time in India, where they provided free composting equipments at household level. For the last 3 years, they are doing it. Right? More than 3 years, they are doing this. So there are almost, 50,000 households have own facilities for managing their organic waste. A composting device. It can be a pipe compost, it can be a kitchen bin, or it can be something else. So that technical support as well as the equipment is being freely supplied by the city corporation. And the city established decentralized community composting mechanisms in across the city. Like they have around more than 60 different centers in major areas where people can drop their waste. So it is completely decentralized, and all the plastics and other non-biodegradable materials are collected based on a calendar, and there are decentralized units across the city where people can drop it. So that actually helped us during the lockdown period, where with minimum movement, we can manage our waste. Either it can be managed at the household level, even the city provided like subsidies for establishing composting units for the flat complexes or even residential complexes where they can afford. So maximum organic waste is managed at the household level or at the source, and the rest is collected either for a piggeries or for farming purposes, or they were managed at the decentralized composting units, and all other materials were collected through decentralized recovery resource recovery centers. So this zero waste model also emphasized, like in countries like in India, you have to actually establish decentralized waste management. In future, you may, like, for example, Kerala is under this kind of disasters for last three consecutive years. We were facing these kind of issues, like it was Nipah at the first level, and then second level it was the Great Flood. Third year again a flood, and now this is it is COVID period. So all these period across Kerala, if you go to any municipality, they are following decentralized waste management. So in Kerala generally, waste management was not a problem, or it didn't pose a kind of a challenge or threat for public health, just because Kerala was fortunate to implement decentralized and source level management of waste. I think one of the major lessons from COVID-19, a takeaway lesson from Kerala is to, for any city in India or even in Asia, follow decentralized waste management. That is going to help in terms of like reduce the cost of waste management budget within the government. Plus, this is going to help in situations like this.
Okay, sir. So the sanitary workers are the frontline warriors in this fight. What are the measures taken to ensure that they are safe while performing this daily duties?
The sanitation workers, we have two types of sanitation workers at the city level. One is the sanitation workers contracted by the city corporation. Second is social entrepreneurs who do the services of waste management for households, like the door-to-door collection of non-biodegradable waste and supply of composting inoculum, things like that. So during the lockdown period, private sector, that social entrepreneurs who are doing the services, they reduced their services based on the advice from the city health inspectors. Like the, in each circle, we have 25 circles of the cities divided into 25 health circles, and each health circle will have health inspectors and junior health inspectors. So based on their advice, they limited the collection services to the places where actual need is there, like there is no other option. And they ensured that they are using personal protection equipments, like gloves, and the sanitizers were given. The city, the Trivandrum City Corporation, coordinated with the excise department. Excise department is the department which is like they are taking care of the business of beverage, especially alcohol, spirit, things like that. And the excise department, they do the regular raids to get the the illegal beverage manufacturing. So they had a lot of alcohol stock in their possession. So the city mayor discussed with them and engaged the jail department in Trivandrum, so that all these alcohol was transferred, like that was taken to the jail, and that was converted into sanitizers. Because in the first phase of lockdown, there was an acute shortage of hand sanitizers, even for the health workers or even for sanitation workers. So the city overcome the situation by producing its own hand sanitizers and made it available to all sanitary workers, and ensured that they are getting in. There were issues like there were no stock, like the complete the masks were out of stock. There was no single mask available in the medical stores. The city immediately, the mayor immediately coordinated with the jail department, where they have stitching units, and they also facilitated with women self-help groups and Tailors Association to produce a cloth mask at a large scale. And the masks were collected and it was distributed on a priority basis. Like it was given to the sanitary workers, health workers, to the police and the volunteers, and for the public. So in that way, the city utilized its own institutional mechanisms, its own systems. So it was you need that kind of an intelligence to utilize the existing systems to face an immediate danger. So we found our own solutions to manage the supply of personal protection equipments. Like when the entire country was like queuing up for personal protection equipments like gloves and masks, in Kerala it was not we overcome that situation by producing our own. And later, other states also followed the same practice. So in Trivandrum, the sanitation workers were given, gloves, masks, hand sanitizers, and the health inspectors at every single point ensured that all the equipments they are using are getting disinfected. So in that way, the sanitation workers were given special attention by the city corporation.
Wow. So that was some great and quick out-of-the-box thinking. So one more question. What would you recommend to our cities to be prepared in case of any such future crisis?
Like most of the cities are busy with building smart cities. For them, smart cities means more infrastructure and more equipments. But I would suggest you have to invest on people. You invest on people, build their capacity, do participatory planning, get them engaged so they will also have that kind of an ownership. And why Kerala is surviving this issue is because the public are sensitized, public are like the they are strengthened, they are empowered in terms of doing things, and there are institutional mechanisms. See, if you look around major cities, if the city wanted to do something at the grassroots level, they need at least 1 week to mobilize people. In Trivandrum, like, or in just take Kerala, the chief minister came on television in the morning on the day of lockdown and asked all the local self-governments to start community kitchens to feed people who do not have food. You know what? The next day, 1,200 community kitchens were active. So that is the pace. So that is possible just because the government systems were investing money on people, investing on public infrastructure, and maintaining systems like public health centers or community health centers, Anganwadis, women's self-help groups, the municipal service mechanisms. So see, if you look around the world, the cities are just thinking about sustainability. And for them, sustainability means you just outsource everything. Like you outsource your waste management system to a private system. You outsource healthcare system to a private company. See, if Kerala would have done that, we would have the same problem like any other city or any other country. Just because we found that every single rupee paid or spent on public health or public education, on municipal services at public sector was an investment. So that is an asset. I would suggest every city to strengthen their public services. Please do not run away from the responsibilities through outsourcing, and decentralize your mechanisms. That is the first learning. You decentralize the system so that coordination, responding to the systems in a faster pace can be made easy. And the important thing is that you have to engage youth. See, there is a huge potential. There is a huge power in youth, and they want to get engaged into some useful work. And the youth is available. You have to give them an opportunity to come into the stage and to perform, and they will do wonders. If you look at Kerala, in the last three disasters, Nipah and two floods, and now this COVID, this is the fourth one, it was the youth who actually fought the issue, that they helped the government. So the government have to invest more on social systems and institutional mechanisms and community building processes than building bridges or roads. They are necessary, but the unnecessary weightage on that side will actually neglect the social, the community building process. So the community building process is very important. That has to be taken care of.
Okay, sir. So thank you very much for your time and your busy schedule. We use this opportunity to salute you and your team on the great work done to fight the pandemic, and wish you all the best in the battle that lies ahead. Let's all fight together to break the chain.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Sir, please continue.
Thank you for the opportunity. I would like to thank our CM, the Chief Minister of Kerala, who is taking the lead, who is the captain of the entire fight against COVID-19, as well as I thank our elected representatives at the grassroots level, at the panchayat, in the municipalities, and especially the Trivandrum mayor, who was leading the issue in the front, and the municipal workers and all the healthcare workers in India. It's actually basically the government mechanism, the government officers, and our selfless volunteers who are actually guarding our state and our city. And the entire credit should go to them. And thank you, Achyu, for this opportunity.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. We also thank all the listeners to tuning into our program. Keep listening to our sessions and keep sharing your comments.